eclipsed performance. But even having said that, I cannot believe that Washington doesn't understand that they have to provide funding. I mean, they did corporate bailouts. They did business bailouts. How do they not provide funding for police and firefighters and nurses and teachers? I mean, I can't believe it.
Well, you say they. You really mean he, don't you? I mean, you're...
No, I mean they, because they are running for re-election. And I don't believe, Republican or Democrat, I don't believe a senator or a congressperson can go home and run for re-election having savaged education, police, and fire. And that's why I keep making it clear. My budget is a function of what they do in Washington. Now, Speaker Pelosi just put a bill on the table that does make a tremendous difference. It funds $500 billion for state and local governments. It repeals SALT, by the way. Amen. That's the biggest benefit in the bill for New York. So I can't believe that any responsible elected official or concerned political official doesn't realize that they're going to have to provide funding. Because all governors have said the same thing, by the way. This is not a Democratic governor, Republican governor. Every governor, we did a joint statement from the National Governors Association, Republican Chairman Governor Hogan from Maryland and myself, saying they have to provide funding or you're going to cut teachers, police and firefighters and nurses and doctors. Do you really want to do that? I don't believe they do.
Well, advocates for repealing the stock transfer tax break say they could save up the state up to $15 billion a year at a time when every penny counts. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I say better than possibly hurting our specific economy in New York at a time when we're dealing with a New York-specific problem of the highest coronavirus death toll in the country, let Washington provide the funding. You know, when they talk about tax increases in a state, what they leave out is when one state increases its tax rate, it puts itself at a competitive disadvantage. When you raise it nationally, every state is in the same situation. Why should I hurt my competitiveness to get the available funding? Let's get it from Washington, which doesn't put us at a competitive loss.
Well, what if they don't? What if it comes down to, you know, push and shove, and Speaker Hastie comes to you and says, we got to raise the taxes in New York State. And the Democrats in the Senate, which are less likely to do it because they won under adverse conditions, I believe, say, okay, we'll raise the taxes. Do you sign it?
See, I don't want to go there because it's my first point. The Congress has to deliver the funding. This is on Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, Speaker Pelosi, our Congress people. They have to deliver federal funding to the
state. Are they working hard enough to do it?
I'm sure they're all working hard enough. But to me, this is like when we have to get a state budget done, right? The budget is done or it's not done. Nobody said when the budget's late, well, are you working hard enough? Yeah, everybody's working. Everybody's locked in rooms. But it's not done. This is binary. It's either done or not done. Either the state of New York gets a check. We have a $61 billion hole. And I've said 11 times, either we get a check for $61 billion or I have to cut. And it's on Washington, on Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, Speaker Pelosi, Congresswoman Nita Lowey, et cetera. They have to deliver. And I want to leave it there, Alan, because clarity is helpful and accountability is helpful.
Let's talk about SUNY one more time. I know you mentioned it, but the California State College System says it won't open for in-person classes for the fall semester. Should the SUNY follow that?
SUNY should do plans to prepare to open, and then let's make the decision when we must tell me what the drop-dead date is for them to send out notices and bring students back. And let's make a final decision the day before with the best information available. Even then, the facts may change the next week, right? Who would be shocked if they said, oh, by the way, we just found out the coronavirus affects 22-year-olds. We're now looking at between less than 1-year-old and 21-year-olds for this Kawasaki-like disease. Mm-hmm. But the facts are going to change. Make the decision when you have to, but with the best facts at the time. And we're May here, and we're talking about September? This whole thing has only been 70 days. Look how many times it changed in 70 days. Who knows where we're going to be in July?
And we have to go, unfortunately. But, Governor, we'll talk hope again, and I still can't believe you're doing this because, you know, little old us compared to the Tonight Show, the Morning Show, the Day Show. It's incredible, and we really thank you for it.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Wear a mask. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
The Capital Connection is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. David Gustina is the producer of The Capital Connection. Support comes from United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President, UUPinfo.org.